Last week, when I was standing in for Lester on the Midday Report, I spoke to Transport and Public Works MEC Bonginkosi Madikizela about a meeting he was about to attend with Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula and other role players to discuss taxi violence. And I know that meeting in Cape Town was preceding another meeting over the weekend. And Bonginkosi Madikizela joins us on the line. Bongi, thank you very much for making time once again. And can we describe it as a fruitful session of meeting over the past few days?
Well, good afternoon, Koketsu, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, we had a provincial minibus taxi last week. I think it went very well. I mean, with all the industry players there. And of course, taxi violence was one of the central issues that we discussed in our quest to formalize this industry. So, yeah, I mean, I can safely say that the people who were there were very forthright about what they believe we should do to try and deal with the challenges that are facing the taxi industry.
From the industry itself, and I remember we touched on this briefly last week when we spoke, Bongi, but from the industry itself, what are they saying are the issues and what are they suggesting as a solution?
The main issue, Koketsa, is to provide stability in the industry. The issue that they've been raising for years is the issue of subsidy from government. And I think, as you know, that taxi industry is the only industry that is not subsidized by government. But at the same time, we as government have been raising a number of issues, saying that the taxi industry must gear itself up in order to get that subsidy from government. And I think the discussion that we are having is how do we play our roles so that we can have a meaningful partnership, because our main concern as government is that we need the industry to be regularized, because part of the reason why we see this violence is because of how this industry is structured. And I think it does incentivize lawlessness in the manner in which the industry is structured, because, as I said, you know, that when you have people who have to meet a certain target of money per day in order to put food on the table, it results in all sorts of problems like route invasion. When the route is seen to be lucrative, you find that it is invaded because people are under pressure to meet that target. And that is why you see, you know, this violence, which is likely due to route invasion. So that discussion is ongoing. We have the national Lekgotla, because as I said, last week was a provincial Lekgotla. We have the national Lekgotla next week, where we are going to take resolutions, because the national minister made it very clear at that endeavor that our target is that by the beginning of the financial year, which is the April, we should be starting a process to formalize the industry.
We saw what was happening in Gauteng, of course, taxi violence affecting all parts of the country. And in Gauteng, there was that commission of inquiry, if you will, discussions around what is happening in dealing with issues of taxi violence, where we heard that a number of cases that have still not been resolved dating back to 2012. What's happening in the Western Cape in terms of the investigations around taxi violence?
Look, a lot of work has been done in terms of investigation. I'm sure you are aware that a number of people have been arrested. More than 143 people have been arrested. We have more than 60 cases, you know, on the court roll. But we remain concerned, you know, that more than 80 people, I mean, were killed over a very short period of time. We tabled resolutions the media briefing that I had with the taxi industry 2 weeks ago. There were 10 resolutions, and one of the resolutions, of course, is the commission of inquiry, but not necessarily on the cause of violence, Koketsu. Mm-hmm. But there are old routes that we need the commission to assist us to resolve. And B97 is one of those, which is between Paarl and Bellville.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's not a very clear, situation there, because these associations that are at loggerhead are associations that joined the route later. And you find that there were, associations that were working hand by hand, in the particular route. So we want the Commission of Inquiry to get to the bottom of that so that we can make a determination as to how do we, resolve the problem there. So that is why I'm saying one of the resolutions is the Commission of Inquiry out of 10. And I'm quite confident, Kokets, that the initiative that we started in the Western Cape, which is the Red Dot, as I keep on saying, has given us a blueprint and a launching pad for us to be able to formalize the industry. Because I can tell you now that we can talk about these things until we are blue in the faces. Mm. If we don't act, if we don't put measures in place to start addressing them, like we did with Red Dot, we will not succeed in dealing with violence. Because as I said, as long as you have the taxi industry structured in a way that incentivizes lawlessness, we will not solve the problems until we do something.
And solutions is what we need. Action is what we need. We appreciate your time as always. Bonginkosi Madikizela is Transport and Public Works MEC, just reflecting on that provincial taxi lekgotla, and there will be the national taxi lekgotla over the next couple of